Good afternoon. This afternoon we'll look at case number 9 in the Wu Men Quan. The case. A monk asked Qingyang of Xingyang, Daitsu Chizo Buddha did Zazen for 10 kalpas on the Bodhi seat, but he could not attain Buddhahood. Why was this? Qingyang said, Your question is exactly to the point. The monk persisted, But he did Zazen so long on the Bodhi seat. Why couldn't he attain Buddhahood? Qingyang said, Because he did not attain Buddhahood. And Wu Men's commentary. I approve the old barbarian's realization, but I do not approve his understanding. If an ordinary person realizes, he or she is a sage. If a sage understands, he or she is an ordinary person. And the verse, Better than giving the body relief is knowing the mind in peace. When the mind is realized, the body is no longer distressed. When body and mind are fully realized, the saintly hermit ignores worldly power. Welcome to Friday of Sesshin. You have now been sitting for 10 kalpas on the Bodhi seat. Can you attain Buddhahood? Why not? 10 kalpas? My God! Daitsu Chisu Buddha did Zazen for 10 kalpas on the Bodhi seat, and he could not attain Buddhahood. Why was this? A kalpa. This great Buddha sat cross-legged, upright, with body and mind motionless for 10 kalpas, and he did not achieve the way. Now, it seems this monk may be feeling quite discouraged. But I promise you, this is not a discouraging koan. Eiken Roshi says this about a kalpa. In the Indian Buddhist tradition, eternity can be measured by minor kalpas, medium kalpas, and major kalpas. One minor kalpa is the period of time described as the interval involved in emptying a container that is a mile wide, a mile long, and a mile high, full of poppy seeds, by removing a single poppy seed every 3 years. Medium kalpas and major kalpas require even larger cubes. Wow! He did Zazen on the Bodhi seat all that time? Do you see why this poor monk might feel discouraged? Or do you sense something else here? You've been sitting here for a mere 6 days, a whiff of time. Is that so? Or has it been immeasurable, an eternity, breath by breath, moment by moment, a flash? A blink of an eye, an incomparable, unfathomable span of infinity. It's Friday. You've been sitting on the Bodhi seat for 10 kalpas, haven't you? You have. And we just go on. We go on sitting. What a relief. Nowhere to go. Nothing to attain. We'll just sit here. Oh, how divine. Body is lost. Life is lost. So this monk's question is derived from a parable from the Siddharma Pundarika Sutra, the Lotus of the Wonderful Law. According to Nyogen Senzaki, this sutra is a dramatic work depicting the highest principles of Buddhism. In this seventh chapter of the Lotus Sutra, there is an elaborate account of a profoundly devout king and his 16 sons, who all eventually attained supreme enlightenment. The Buddha Shakyamuni in this story was the youngest son. Though this koan was taken slightly out of context, there is a phrase in the Lotus Sutra that says, "This great Buddha did zazen for 10 kalpas and could not achieve the way." This is surely where the monk got lost. He reads this, and he runs with it. Oh my gosh, he did zazen for 10 kalpas, and he did not attain the way. How will I ever do this? So missing the context, he runs with it. I wonder how many times we have done that this week. In our own mind, in our own stories. Taken something and run with it. And yet, aren't we always taking things out of context? After all, our ego only has one context. Interesting, isn't it? How could we possibly believe it? And yet we do, don't we? Undoubtedly, we have experienced a lot about our context this week. We never escape our context, but we do begin to see through it. I'll be honest. I can get going with the best of them. Self-doubt, criticism, worry, on and on. Fortunately, we have also spoken this week of the power, the mystery, and the beauty of Sesshin. It teaches and guides and holds us up through it all. And by giving ourselves over to Sesshin, completely over to Sesshin, we enter its mystery, become the mystery, and within it, there is room for everything. Room for everything. This is true of life as well. So back to our monk, who has gotten a bit lost. Nyogen Senzaki, commenting on this koan, says, "This questioning monk could not enjoy the beauty of the drama, but tried to argue using everyday logic." Yes, a grave mistake on the monk's part. A person who argues right and wrong is a person of right and wrong. The great way is not difficult for those who do not pick and choose. The truth is always, always ready to harvest, but never, never will be uncovered by logic. In the first morning talk of Sesshin, we began with Zhaozhou's The Oak Tree in the Front Garden and Wu Men's verse about that koan, which says, words do not express actualities. Phrases do not embody the spirit of the mind. He who attaches to words is lost. To stagnate with sentences is to be deluded. Words and logic. Words and logic. And we miss our lives. It's a poem by Hafiz. I have 1,000 brilliant lies for the question, how are you? I have 1,000 brilliant lies for the question, what is God? If you think that the truth can be known from words, if you think that the sun and the ocean can pass through that tiny opening called the mouth, oh, someone should start laughing. Someone should start wildly laughing now. Daitsu Chiso Buddha did Zazen for 10 kalpas on the Bodhi seat, and he did not attain Buddhahood. Why was this? Nyogen Senzaki, again commenting on the koan, shared this story. He says, the other day, I read an article in a Japanese magazine regarding a lotus seed 1,000 years old. It was discovered in the depository of a carved wooden Buddha with the record of the date when it was inserted. The seed was planted in a pond, and no one believed that a bud would emerge from it. To the surprise of the botanists who made the experiment, a now fully grown lotus has blossomed after 1,000 years. If anyone had discovered it 500 years ago and planted it, the seed would surely have blossomed just the same. For whenever a seed meets water and sunshine, it strives of itself to grow. Until that time, it is only a seed and not a lotus flower. Similarly, all sentient beings have Buddha nature. You can call it the seed of enlightenment, but unless one actualizes it within oneself, one cannot call it a pundarika, the lotus flower of realization. Right. Does a seed blossom via logic and reasoning? What is this lotus flower of realization? A monk asked Qingyang, Daitsu Chizo Buddha did Zazen for 10 kalpas on the Bodhi seat, but he could not attain Buddhahood. Why was this? Qingyang said, your question is exactly to the point. Your question is exactly to the point. Have you ever been stopped dead in your tracks when speaking, asking a question? A sudden moment of silence, of clarity, of nothing, and you knew. The question and the answer were one and the same. And for a moment, the questioner has disappeared. This response by Qingyang is equal to giving a whack or a shout. Your question is exactly to the point. But alas, the arrow did not hit the target. The monk persisted. But he did Sazen for so long on the Bodhi seat. Why couldn't he attain Buddhahood? Qin Yang said, because he did not attain Buddhahood. The truth is before our very noses. That's why it is so difficult to see. It is just this breath or this laugh. We cannot become what we already are. We must simply be what we are. Whenever a seed meets water and sunshine, it strives of itself to grow. There is nothing you must do, for you have met water and sunshine. The Dharma, incomparably profound and minutely subtle, is rarely encountered, even in hundreds of thousands of millions of kalpas. Now we can see it, hear it, accept and hold it. May we completely realize the Tathagata's true meaning. Women's commentary. I approve the old barbarian's realization, but I don't approve his understanding. If an ordinary person realizes, he or she is a sage. If a sage understands, he or she is an ordinary person. Zhao Zhou once asked Nanchuan, "What is the Tao?" Nanchuan said, "Ordinary mind is the Tao." Zhao Zhou asked, "Then should I direct myself toward it?" Nanchuan said, "If you try to direct yourself toward it, you go farther away from it." Zhao Zhou asked, "How can I know the Tao if I don't direct myself?" Nanchuan said, "The Tao does not belong to knowing or not knowing. Knowing is delusion, not knowing is blankness. If you truly reach the genuine Tao, it is like the great void, vast and boundless. How can there be knowing or not knowing in the Tao?" I approve the old barbarian's realization, but I don't approve his understanding. How can there be knowing or not knowing in the Tao? Eiken Roshi says this about Wu Men's commentary. Wu Men distinguishes clearly between the monk's understanding and Qin Yang's realization. The monk understood that practice promotes realization, but Qin Yang realized that the two are not separate. Say that again. The monk understood that practice promotes realization, but Qin Yang realized that the two are not separate. And Eiken Roshi continues, "A contemporary folk story may clarify this difference in identity. It seems that a freighter suffered through a bad storm near the coast of South America. Its water kegs were smashed, and the crew was parched with thirst. Encountering another vessel, the captain signaled a request for water. To his surprise, the signal came back, 'Let down your buckets.' He did so and found that the seawater was fresh. For though he was out of sight of land, the ship was off the mouth of the Amazon River, where the water was sweet for many miles. Everyone, let down your buckets right where you are. Drink in the vastness of your own being. Drop your buckets where you are, and your ordinary mind fills the universe and nourishes all beings everywhere. If a sage understands, he or she is an ordinary person. The slightest distinction, a moment of discrimination, of logic, sets heaven and earth far apart. Don't make the monk's mistake. My God, he did Zazen for 10 kalpas and could not attain Buddhahood. Why was this? In our tradition, people sometimes ask, how long will it take? Akin Roshi says, my answer is, no time at all. And Wu Men's verse. Better than giving the body relief is knowing the mind in peace. When the mind is realized, the body is no longer distressed. When body and mind are fully realized, the saintly hermit ignores worldly power. Better than giving the body relief is knowing the mind in peace. When the mind is realized, the body is no longer distressed. Yeah, it's Friday of Sesshin. I believe this has become self-evident. It has been eons since last Saturday. The body-mind has traveled kalpas, and it is clear by now there will be no relief for this body. We simply continue to sit up straight, quiet and still, engaged in our practice, content, at ease, with being exactly who we are, what we are, where we are, opening to the truth that Zazen is enlightenment itself. When the body and mind are fully realized, the saintly hermit ignores worldly power. Is there a single thing that you need right now? Look deeply. Please continue your practice. Continue absorbing the water and the sunshine that is all around you. And the seed will open of itself. And the treasury house is yours to enjoy to your heart's content. Together with all beings, we realize the way.